We read this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, and reading the first 10 verses. Our parable or parabolic saying occurs in verses 7 to 10, but we'll read from the beginning of the chapter. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Now you'll notice that this goes right on from the parable we were looking at last Sunday of the rich man and Lazarus, and it does seem as if no break in the continuity of this prolonged discussion is here. Then, after the parable, he said to his disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. I suppose they felt that what Jesus said in verse 4 was such a tall order, so to speak, that they would certainly need an increase of faith. Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant ploughing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.